of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be? I make in you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be? Every move I make in you, you make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Na 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 na. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face.
We all rise for our procession.
Thank you, mixed blessings and processors, for a wonderful procession this morning. Celebrate this festival Sunday in the life of the church. Pentecost Sunday is upon us. Good morning. Welcome to worship at Abiding Love. Turn to somebody next to you and tell them, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. I am glad that you are here. Peace and blessings to you all. It is grace for us to gather in this place of peace to worship and celebrate this day of days. And if you're visiting with us today, we are delighted that you're here. There are some little books that'll make their way up and down our rows. If you have an opportunity, give us a little contact information on you so we can continue to greet you in the week to come. And here at the outset of this festival time, at the threshold of a new season, in our liturgical life, in the church calendar, at this beginning time, we take the opportunity to give thanks to God for our beginning time as we remember our baptism. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Experience the glory of your goodness. just become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
The grace of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the reconciling love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of grace, we give you thanks for the gift of your very self at the center of our being. May we be guided by the power and wisdom of your Spirit as we seek to live your way and share your light in the world. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our reading.
The first reading is from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under the heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above the signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And the word was with God. Psalm 104 will be read responsively. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there. Living things, both small and great. There go the ships and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. With their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles? Who touches the mountains and they smoke? I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. The second reading is from Romans. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed for us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of one who subjected it in hope, and in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Please stand as you are able for the gospel.
Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you. And he will be in you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated. I invite our young'uns forward. Do we have any young'uns? Yeah, we got young'uns. This little light of mine. Come on now. Let it shine. We're staying standing today because we're going on a field trip. You ready? You ready to go? We're going right over here to our godly play calendar. Come on up. Come on up where everybody can see, because we got to take stock of where we're at in the church year. We have this wonderful calendar that breaks down our liturgical year, our church observances in the year. And it begins in this blue Advent season up here at the top. Can everybody see? And that Advent season is a time in which we prepare ourselves. We get ready for the gift that God is giving us in the Christmastide, the gift of Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus that comes as Christmas. And then we add in this season of green here, this Epiphany season, where we are called to make known what has happened in the Christmastide. We are called to proclaim to the whole world that Jesus Christ has been born and lives among us. We continue on in that observance of Epiphany till we come to this season of Lent, another time of preparation and getting ready, in this case, for the wonder and the terror that attends Easter. We prepare ourselves during the Lenten season not only for the tragedy of Good Friday, the crucifixion of Jesus, but for the glory of Resurrection Sunday, the Easter of Jesus and of all life. And we continue to make that known through this long season of the Eastertide. We continue to proclaim the mighty work that God has done, the new life that comes with the resurrection, up unto this very day, Pentecost. Can you say that one with me? Pentecost. Awesome. And this is the day that we are celebrating today. Pentecost is a day in which the church blows up and moves out into the world. It comes out of hiding, it comes out of silence, it comes out of darkness, and it awakens to the world around it and begins to proclaim the goodness of God. So our Pentecost celebration today is all about people sharing the good news that God is good and wants goodness and blessing and peace for us all. So we are doing something special in this Pentecost season as well. And we'll ask our missionaries to go up and stand on the top step of our chancel. Come right around here, because we're going to do a little blessing today. We're in the Pentecost blessing business. We have our students and sponsors who are going to be making, you bet, you can stand right up there with them. We are going to be making the trip down to visit our friends, our sisters and brothers in Christ in Agua Viva, at the Mission Agua Viva, in El Ceniso, just outside of Laredo. And we have a book that you guys may remember that came to us the last time that we went down. Do you remember this? Pass that around so folks can see. It's little thank yous and loving things that are written by all of the children that were ministered to a couple of years ago. When these folks go down to El Ceniso, they're going to be doing vacation Bible school for a week for all of the kids in the neighborhood of Agua Viva. And the first day, they'll probably have, what, about 15 or 20 kids, right? Because some of them will be wary and be checking us out a little bit. But the second day, there'll be 30, 40 kids there, maybe more. We have a couple of other sponsors who are working with us. Rose Marie Doucette, who is a friend and colleague and fresh back from a year of mission in Costa Rica, is going to be traveling with this group, and that's going to be a great blessing. And Eunice Salinas, who is going to be a sponsor for us as well and was the last time, is going to be with us. She's already down there because Eunice is getting married pretty close to this trip. But these, and who else do we have who are Olsons? The three Olsons are going along as well. So they're just going to be coming back. This group is leaving out tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and they'll be back following worship with the Agua Viva community next Sunday. They'll come back on Sunday afternoon. And we want to take an opportunity to pray blessing on you as this community sends you as missionaries in the spirit of the Pentecost to go and show the goodness and love of God to people who are ready and open and willing to receive it. Let's pray together. Gracious God, bless these your servants. Bring them strength and courage, patience and endurance when they need it. Bring them the inspiration of your Spirit, the creativity, the imagination, and the willingness to open themselves to new experience, to new lives, to bless and to be blessed. Go with them as they go and return them safely to us that we might hear of the wonders you work through them among your people at the border. We bless them and pray for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Peace and blessings to you all as you go. You can go back and sit with your families if you'd like. This is a profound experience. It's a challenging one. Thank you very much. Blessings. It's hot down in Laredo. This ain't nothing. It's hot down in Laredo. And they're going to be going among a people who may or may not speak their language. They're going to be sharing the goodness of God with some people who may be hearing about it for the first time. They'll be sharing the goodness of God with some people who have heard it time and time again and don't experience that as a blessing in their lives. But they're also going to be sharing the goodness of God with people who foundationally, fundamentally get that and are genuinely joyful. And even as impoverished as they are wonderfully sharing and caring people. It's a beautiful experience that they're going to have. And it will change them, as all such experience does. Are you full of new wine today? Same looks we got at first service. No. It's like Peter says, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this new wine is something brand new. It's interesting to me the way they throw this back, they being the religious authorities and other critics of this Jesus movement, the people of the way. They throw this back at them almost like an epithet. It's very clear that Jesus' teaching about new wine has spread around considerably. A lot of people have heard that he teaches in this way, which is why this kind of cynical retort comes from the people. They're all drunk on this new wine. And yet the new wine that Jesus is talking about is the new revelation of the covenant of God that has come to people through him, beginning with him, and spreading out through everyone that will hear and go and do and share what they've come to know. This is a dangerous thing for the followers of Jesus, for the people of the way, to do on this Pentecost Sunday. This is an ancient tradition by Jesus' time. This tradition is 15 centuries old by the time Jesus' followers take to the streets in Jerusalem. It commemorates a time long, long before, a time of enslavement and bondage. It commemorates a time when this loose confederation of tribes experienced deliverance at God's hand from a place of imprisonment, slavery, where God raised up a leader for them, anointed one, a reluctant one, one would say, one that didn't have any particular gifts that distinguished him. And yet, God lifted him up and raised him to be the leader of a people as he moved them from a place of enslavement to a place of freedom. And it commemorates the wilderness wandering, the time in which they sought to try to live into this new reality that God had made for them. The disequilibrium of coming from a place where they were utterly under control, dominated and directed, into a place where they had freedom of agency, freedom of thought, and the way and the time that it took for them to experience God's goodness and God's blessing in the harshness of that reality in which they found themselves. And I marvel at the connections between their time and ours. The way God led them to a place where at the foot of the mountain, at literally at the foot of God's self, they're brought together, and God shares with them new wine, a new covenant, a new testament for them. If we're going to live together, God says, in righteousness, in right relationship among people and between people and God, then we're going to have some rules. If we're going to live together as the people of God and we're going to show the world what that looks like, then it's probably best if we don't lie, cheat, steal, kill, covet things that are not ours, and put things that are not God in God's place in life. Sound like a good idea? The Ten Commandments. A gift from God. A gift to a free people in how to handle their freedom and live righteously with one another and with God. All of this commemorated in the Pentecost, which commemorates the 50 days, Pentecost, 50 days, from the water crossing by which God led them out to the time it takes them to get to the foot of Mount Sinai, where God speaks to them and calls them together in a new identity for a new purpose. We have the entire season in which half the year we devote our attention to God's revelation in Christ. We trace the story of what it is to become God's own as we trace the story of Jesus' life and ministry among God's people. And then we cross this Pentecost threshold, and we enter into this new long season of life, this Pentecost season, for which the people of God are ordained. We call it the ordinary time. It's anything but ordinary. This is extraordinary time. But it's called ordinary because this is the time for which we all have been ordained to live out what God has revealed to us as the way and the truth and the life we are to lead. So we now have this opportunity to become the witnesses, the hands and the feet of God as we go about. Our missionaries will go down as emissaries of this community to share the goodness that we have received from God's hand with people who are so ready and so needful. And they will wonder. They will be a little wary, like the folks that attended the disciples on that first Pentecost exposure that they had to the way, to the Jesus movement. Oh yeah, these people are just full of that new wine. Who are these folks that are coming over from the west side of town who want to cross Interstate 35, which white people don't generally do, unless they have to? Who are these folks from the west side of Austin that are coming over to help us with the most important job on our plate today, which is the proper raising and education and nurturing of our children? Who are these people? Are they for real, or are they just full of this new wine? And the Mariposa Family Learning Center, as it is coming into being in East Austin, will be a testament to the missionary character of the Austin City Lutheran congregations that are coming together to make that a reality. Partnering with people who at one time looked at us across the interstate as though it was a wall, a dividing barrier between cultures, and not recognizing, as we all are coming to recognize, the shared gift that children are. And the opportunity that we share for their well-being and their success. Who are these people coming down from up there in the rich enclaves of Austin to help us down here at the border? Where probably less than half of us have the right kind of documentation or the legal status to even be here, and yet are in such need and such hope that the people of God will make themselves known to us. This is what creation is longing for. This is what Paul is talking about in our second reading today. All creation waits and groans in waiting for the revealing of the children of God. Everyone is waiting for you and I to live into the reality that God has made us aware of in Christ. And that reality belongs not only to us, but is something to be given away, shared. This is God's economy at work. This is God's economy that says how much you have doesn't depend on how much you get. In God's economy, how much we have depends on how much we give. Amen? This is what God is calling forth from Pentecost people. Pentecost has some distinct symbols attached to it, and they're powerful symbols for us in our going and doing. As we had our birds of peace come in today, leading our procession, doves of peace, doves that signify new beginnings and new blessing. The dove that called forth the people from the ark back into the world once more after the deluge. The dove that signifies peace, a peace that can obtain and can be the quality of life for people everywhere, the hope and belief that we have in the bird of peace that flies in front of us. The Spirit of God descending as a dove on Jesus in his baptism. All of the ways that God's goodness is made manifest and God's Spirit is made plain and real in the image of this dove. And the second is like it. The second is fire. The Greek language is so rich. We have this one word, fire. And it's what we kindle in the grate, and it's the way we dismiss somebody from a job. We put fire to work in so many different ways. Greek is so rich because it has multiple words for fire. We get photia, which is fire that gives light. That campfire, once it's kindled in the darkness, a candle that's lit in a darkened room, photia is the fire that gives light around it. And there's purgos, the fire that refines and purifies, like ore being transformed into pure, precious metal. Purgos is the fire that burns away the dross, what's left and what's unneeded, and cleanses and refines. Purgos. Jesus talks about fire. John the Baptist talks about fire. He says, I baptize you with water, as we remembered our baptism today. But one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The energy, the light-giving, life-giving fire. For everyone will be salted with fire, Jesus says. We'll excuse his mixed metaphor. But salted with fire, dashed with, seasoned with this life-giving energy that is the fire of the Spirit. And finally, he says in Luke's gospel, most powerfully, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. He's not talking about phlegos. He's not talking about the fire that destroys. He's not talking about forest fires and the destruction of lives and property. He's talking about photia and purgos. This is the fire Jesus is longing to kindle on the earth. He says it's his mission, his reason for coming. And now as he goes and returns to the one who gave him life, he leaves with us the blessing of that Spirit that dwells inside of us. He says, the Spirit of truth will be in you. God will go about doing God's work through you and I now. And the one who goes with us is the one that dwells within us. The God in us is pneuma, spiritus, breath, ruach in Hebrew, ru in Arabic, beatus in Latin. They all mean the same thing, spirit and breath at once. As we breathe, God breathes in us. The inhalation and the exhalation, the inspiration of life as we draw that first breath, the expiration as life passes from us, as we celebrated with James Samuelson's family yesterday. In the sadness and the tragedy of his death, there is also this wonderment, this new life that God is bringing forth according to God's promise. And so we celebrate that life, even as we console one another in our sadness as it's passing from daily accord with us. God is the one who is constantly raising new life out of death. God is the one who is constantly inviting us into these deaths that need to new life. And Pentecost is just that kind of threshold, just that kind of place where creation will suddenly receive the gift that God has promised through us. Finally, after longing and groaning for so long, will they be blessed by the children of God, infused with God's Spirit and living God's way for the sake of the world. Amen.
Please stand as you are able as we continue with our profession of faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other and for the world. Let us pray. Lord God of all, you who made the heavens and earth and all that dwell in it, you are almighty and everlasting. You sent us your Son to show us your true nature and how we, your children, are to live in this world for others. You sent us your Spirit to dwell within us, to lead us in the way we are to go. We praise you for your goodness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord God of all, through your Son, your true nature has been revealed to the world. It is through us, your children, with the guidance of your Holy Spirit, that your kingdom comes. We pray that you will open our hearts and fill them with love and compassion for all those who are in need this day. Open our minds to be conscious of ways we can be your hands and feet in this world. And open our eyes to see specific ways that we can show others your true nature through our words and actions. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord God of all, we pray for your touch to enfold all in need of healing. We pray specifically for Christopher Goskley, Laura Bloschke, Gloria Hayden, Steve Kikta, Clyde Sutton, Ann and Charlie Lunday, Sam Collins, Danny Santos, David Fetter, Brad Castleberry, Kelly's mom, Sherry Francine, Diane Schoaf, Uncle David, Joy Richards, Hannah. We pray blessings upon Verla Cook and all the family and friends of James Samuelson in the celebration of his life. We pray for all who suffer as a result of violence and oppression, and for all victims of disasters and human failings. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord God of all, inspire the work of our partner Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today we remember the people and mission of First English Lutheran Church in Austin. And bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City, and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions. Lord, empower all the people in the community of abiding love. Today we lift up Gina Siskum, Alex, Valerie, and Liam Street, Kelly, Tom, Dustin, and Crystal Stegemeyer, David, Carrie, and Edlyn Steckel, and Stephanie Sokol. Hear us, O God. Lord God of all, we trust in your constant love for us and all people. It is with hope that we move forward in faith, trusting that you hear our prayer. All this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our offerings.
My life before you. was a flame burning down. I was burning out. You knew me better. For you there was never a doubt. Not since you gave me life, something was different. I knew it the instant you put the light in me. The spark, the shot to the heart. You are the hope that leads me out of the dark. You let your love shine down so that the world can see. You put the light in me. The light. The light in me, the light, you put the light in me, the light, you put the light in me, the light, you put the light in me. Stars in the sky keep me from growing dim. As in your perfection, I'm just a reflection. So pull me closer to you. I'll catch like a fire and I'll hold you higher. 'Cause you put the light in me, the spark, the shot to the dark. You are the hope that leads me out of the dark. You let your love shine down so that the world can see. You put the light in me, the light. You put the light in me, the light. You put the light in me, the light. You put the light in me, the light.
Today is Penny Sunday, and we sing the penny song as we bring forward our offerings. Let's stand and pray together. God of grace, receive these simple gifts as signs of our whole lives offered up to you in gratitude for the gift of new life you have given us in Christ. Bless and multiply this harvest. May it serve your kingdom's purpose of bringing justice, peace, healing, and nourishment to a hungry and searching world. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should everywhere and always offer thanks and praise to you, Almighty God, for the gift of our Savior, Jesus Christ, fulfilling the promise of the resurrection. You pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. With all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so, remembering me." And in the same way, he takes a cup, he blesses it and gives thanks, and shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so in this season of Pentecost, in this time of new revelation, we pray in the words our confirmands drew from the teachings of Jesus. Yahweh, residing in heaven, the whole of your name be blessed. May the beauty of your kingdom surround the earth from within and without. Your work in heaven guide us, providing our earthly needs and spiritual growth. Forgive us so that we may forgive others. Guide us away from evil. Lead us to take right steps. Your power and glory in heaven and on earth be forever and ever. Amen. All who wish to meet Christ in this meal, all are welcome at this table. I invite you to be seated. I invite our musicians and communion servers forward. The ushers will guide you.
Thank you.
Please stand as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in God's grace. Amen. We have a few announcements today. There's a new happenings brochure in the seat backs in front of you. Take two. One for the fridge, one for a friend, right? Share the good news. Also, know that on the table right by the name tag, back here by that door, are prayer squares. You may have seen these back there, you may not have. You may be familiar with these, you may not be. We do prayer shawls for people in different passages and stages of life and different events and occurrences to bless them. Prayer squares are like a small portable prayer shawl that you can bestow on someone, somewhere, anytime. And they come along with a little accompanying prayer card. It says, as you carry this pocket shawl, may you be surrounded by God's love. May he walk before you to guide you, beside you to give you courage, behind you to keep you safe, beneath you to give you strength, above you for blessing, within you to give you his peace. Grab one or two of these. Take them along. Share them with somebody when they need it the most. You never know. Pocket blessings. Pastor Tim Anderson has a book signing at Book People this afternoon at 5 o'clock for his book, There is a Balm in Huntsville. And Pastor Tim is going to be leading a study of that book, kicking off July the 7th, right here between the worship services. So stay tuned. There's going to be a good opportunity to explore a marvelous work that threads a particularly disturbing story with a wonderful story about restorative justice, all in one book. Masterfully done, Pastor Tim. Central Texas Food Bank has blessed our community. We received word from them congratulating Abiding Love Food Pantry in its selection as Central Texas Food Bank's Hunger Hero of the Year. It goes on to say there was a lot of cross-departmental support at Central Texas Food Bank to recognize Abiding Love for your work, and we are so proud to have you as our Hunger Hero honoree coming up at a fundraising dinner on September the 5th, 2019. So we and one other organization, I guess they select two Hunger Heroes each year, but Abiding Love's Food Bank has been selected as a Hunger Hero. That goes for Diane McGowan and Rosa Hatfield, our leaders of that wonderful ministry, and all of the volunteers who work in various different ways and carry that same blessing to Bread for All Food Pantry over in East Austin, and for the people from outside our community in this truly ecumenical ministry that's going on. All blessing so many people who just have struggles daily to have enough food to eat. Bless you all for the wonderful work you're doing with that. And one thing, last but not least, our Children's Center golf tournament, after a rain delay, did take place, and thanks to all of the golfers and all the volunteers and the sponsors and all the people that come together in this great ministry on behalf of our Children's Center, raised $27,100. So it's all good news, and we should not be surprised. We are people of good news. You are the children of God, blessed and beloved, claimed, gathered, and sent for the sake of the world God loves. May God bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May God look on you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Calling you today, go and tell the gospel news everywhere. Go and peace and serve the Lord. God is calling you today to bring
we go forth together,
sharing God's love.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share that peace with each other and all who you meet this week. Peace of the Lord.
Thank you. Tom ever gets back over here.